We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Boomer Esiason and Craig Carton on The Fan. And, of course, Worldwide on CBS Sports Network. We've got a great show for you today. Thank God for a guy named Jay Bruce, huh? As the New York Mets were about to implode again and lose another game to the Philadelphia Phillies, it's Jay Bruce to the rescue. Meanwhile, the New York Yankees did everything we told you they would do yesterday, have no problem at all with the Chicago White Sox. And are you enjoying the Judge home runs yet? 464 feet? Unreal. Yankees win. Mets win. Tonight? Hockey game. And anyway, good morning, Boomer. How are you today, buddy boy?
All right, man. I'm good. I'm really good. I'm focused. I'm ready to rock and roll today. I'm going to work as hard as I can.
Nice. I like that.
Because that's just the way I am, especially on game day, especially on playoff hockey game day. But
I figured you'd be in a bad mood today.
No, I'm not in a bad mood. Here's the deal. Two things happened yesterday in baseball that are good for the local fans. Number one, Robert Gazelman. And Dan Worthen said he thought he knew what he was doing wrong and they would work on it. So guess what?
They worked on it.
Now, they left him in one inning too long.
Right.
Or just a couple batters too long.
But they've also been abusing the bullpen.
Yeah,
so.
And maybe Terry Collins might have went to him and said, look, I may need you to go eight. But he did throw 99 pitches. And Tanaka. So Tanaka had his best outing.
Which he desperately needed.
He desperately needed. He threw 96 pitches yesterday. And when you have guys like Jay Bruce and, you know, and Aaron Judge hitting home runs, you're all good. So the Mets are back in the winning column.
They made
and
you
the
sweat
Yankees,
it, though.
And the Yankees, you know, by the way, you know, and I know Yankee fans know this. I'm just saying this to put it out there. The Yankees are now 9-1 in their last 10, and by far that is the best run in the majors right now.
Correct. Right. And no one saw that coming. Even the Yankees didn't. Let me start with the Philly with the Mets, though. You know, when the Phillies tied at 3, we're all saying the same exact thing, right? I'm watching the game. You know, they have that lead. It's a one run. Are they going to get through it? Familia comes back tomorrow, meaning last night for today, right? Can they get through it? Are they going to choke again? And then, it was set up for a guy that was maligned, and rightfully so, all year last year when he finally came over here. That guy's been nothing but money good for them this year.
Well, I mean, he's
3-3. You know full well, every Met fan, I mean, there's only 9 people in the building, so everyone that was watching on TV was saying what? We're screwed.
Chilly night last night.
We're going to blow this game.
Chilly night last night.
I know there was a 7-line problem last night.
Yeah.
The 7-line being the train, not the clothing company.
Let me ask you a question.
But that was embarrassing. There's nobody there.
What is going on? What is going on with the trains around here?
I don't know. It's all messed up.
I mean, you got derailments. You got.
I know Amtrak's in a lot of trouble.
And I know one thing. You know, it's not getting any cheaper to get on a train. That's for sure.
Well, the more they mess up, the more they charge us.
It's unbelievable.
Right?
But anyway, to go back to your point, it was a Jay Bruce night. It was a Gazelman night. I feel bad for Gazelman because, you know, he should have gotten the win.
Right.
You know, I feel bad. You know, he gave up, they charged that third run to him.
He's got to be thrilled just the fact that he pitched well.
Yeah, but
I'm sure he's not bitching about
the last time, I'm just trying to think. He went into the eighth inning. He walked out there in the eighth inning.
I don't think it's happened more than once this year.
It was good to actually see him do well, especially after what he and Worthen have been talking about the last 10 days.
The problem is it's still there, though. It's an anemic offense. If they don't hit a home run, they don't score runs. And it doesn't hide the fact that, you know, they've got problems. Now, the good news is that when you win a game like that, it don't matter. What I'm trying to figure out, though, is, and I'm not going to yell and scream about fans being places or not being places. I mean, it was dead empty. It was embarrassingly empty.
Yes.
It was like, we'll have more people at our hockey game tomorrow night than were at in City Field for the first pitch last night.
I hope that's the case.
And I know 7-line was down for a good portion of, you know, the late afternoon, early evening yesterday. So if you're a trained person, you didn't get there on time. I get all that.
Who isn't a trained
person?
But
the New York Mets win.
They end the four-game losing streak, so they feel good about themselves in that regard. Meanwhile, across town, I mean, from bang, out of the gate, everything you wanted the Yankees to do, they did. You know, they blow the White Sox out. Game's never in doubt. 9-1. They only give up six hits. Tanaka's, as you said, his best start of the year. And they're the hottest team in baseball.
Right.
And that's, from a baseball standpoint, in a baseball town, that's fantastic. Yeah. The Yankees being good is good for business.
It's even better when both the Yankees and Mets are good.
I agree 100%.
And both are relevant, and both are relevant. They're both at the top of their respective divisions. They're right there. And, you know, hopefully the Mets put a little string together here, because now here come your starting pitchers again.
That's right. You go through the whole rotation now.
It's beautiful, dude. This
you
is
got
the best
the Phillies
part.
Again.
But you understand, like, this is the best part of the Mets.
That right, you, so Syndergaard's on the mound, bang, let's go again.
You get your fifth starter, and he gives you eight innings, essentially seven innings. That's a home run, man.
Home run.
Because that's what I'm talking about.
He's
baseball.
Won more games than the other guys in the last week and a half.
Vernacular. Now, so that's a home run.
Are you excited that Familia's back?
I don't know. You know, I'm not going to go out and twist your niblets. I mean, it's...
Damn it, yeah, I was hoping.
I'm glad he's back.
I think, but you said something yesterday that resonated, which is when he comes back, and there's a lot of fans that because of what he's accused of don't like him, that's fine. When he comes back, everybody kind of goes back into their...
Well, Addison Reed is going to go back.
Slot.
You know, Addison Reed's got four saves. You know, he gave up another ding triple yesterday. I mean, they're asking him to do something that, you know, he was not in that role last year, and he kind of held down the fort, if you will. It's been a little spotty. It's not been great. I didn't expect it to be great, but with Familia coming back, he'll go back to his more familiar eighth inning setup role, and I think it works good. And the Mets have basically, they had to tread water, right? And they're okay. They're not 10 games out of first place or any of that other crap.
But there is an issue with your starting pitcher, your stud. And, you know, we like to view ourselves as men here, right? We talk about manly things.
I don't know.
Sometimes we pass gas. Sometimes we burp. Sometimes we eat on the air. We act like men. We are where we are. We make no apologies for who we is, right?
Well, there's one man here, yes.
No. There's two men sitting next to each other every single day on the radio. The other guys over there do what they want to do. Now, I would say this to you.
So we're talking man stuff now?
I'm just saying, I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Just as a man to man, I need to ask you a question. Because there's something going on tonight with Noah Syndergaard that I'm trying to figure out where you are on it. All right? It's a situation. We have a situation.
Are we talking about blisters?
We have a situation.
Are we talking about... But that guy, by the way, is getting, hammered by the IRS, the situation.
We have a situation.
All right, so what do we got?
Here's your situation.
Pay your taxes.
Noah Syndergaard shows up, all Bobby buffed up. How you doing, babe? Like, lifting weights, puts on 20 pounds of muscle. We're going to the gun show, the whole thing, right?
He's a tough guy.
He's got the hair, the thorn, the thing. And now we got a situation.
When you see him, you should walk up to him. You know what you should say?
Why, you're swolled up.
You lift weights?
You work out. Yeah, so here's okay. my situation.
What's up?
Tonight, Noah Syndergaard, after stopping at a Met-approved nail salon.
A Met-approved nail salon.
We'll be wearing fake fingernails tonight. This is supposed to be the manliest guy on the team. This is supposed to be Thor. This is supposed to be, I'm all jacked up. This is supposed to be the guy.
Mm.
He is wearing fake fingernails tonight.
Mm.
He's going to the nail salon.
Okay.
I don't know how they do that, but they... Do it, whatever whatever women do.
They probably use crazy
when they wear, like, they go get a manicure, and they go get the fake nails put on.
So that's, like, the one thing that I don't have to do.
Well, you get manicures.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Your nails are too pretty
not cuticles,
to.
My cuticles are absolutely
perfect.
Yeah,
but that's because you have someone do them. And
no,
by the way.
Nobody does those. Nobody does those. Nobody touches my nails.
No man's nails are that pretty.
My nails are good looking, man. I don't know about you, but I got, like, perfect hands
you
and
do.
Nails.
In any event.
I should have been a hand model.
In any event, Syndergaard's wearing fake nails tonight.
All right, well, whatever it takes, man.
Does that kind of go against the notion of being Thor?
Are you allowed to do that?
Apparently baseball proved it, yeah, because it's on the outside of the hand, not on the palm side of the hand. He's wearing fake nails. Like L'Oreal or something like that.
Oh, L'Oreal.
Hey, will you have one of our minions go to the drugstore for us when it opens? And what size do you think you are? Large? And get Boomer some fake fingernails so you can see what it'll look like tonight.
Because
he's the closest thing to Syndergaard we got.
They would be Lee press-on nails.
Well, whatever they are.
Give me those French tips, Al.
We don't really have minions anymore, but maybe
Jerry. Jerry's the show bitch.
Well, Jerry does a lot of work out there.
Jerry did then.
I don't know if he has the time to run for fingernails.
Jerry's a 5-tool player. He came in here and sat in for Craigie when Craigie tried to ruin my birthday.
Yes, we're going back to that. And then you yelled at him all day the day after that. Bottom line, just get me some fingernails for Boomer, please.
And just by the way, I still have not gotten my birthday gift. So now how many days is this?
Yeah.
I mean, what is it coming?
Your birthday was Monday.
What's it coming? Western Union? Today's Thursday.
I got to check. Let me check with WeatherTech where it's at. I'll look up the order.
I don't think you ordered it. I don't think you ordered it.
Maybe I did.
I tried to make it easy for you, and you didn't do it.
No, it's at my house.
You know, now I don't want it.
No?
No.
I'll put it in my Raptor.
I don't want it.
You don't want it, I'll keep it.
I don't want it now.
And then, of course, tonight at the Montreal, whatever they call it, Hab Forum up there, you got game 5 tonight.
What do you mean, what do they call it?
What do they call it?
What do you...
It's like the Hab Forum.
No, no, it's not the Hab Forum.
What do they call it?
Well, why would you say that?
Isn't it the Habs?
Well, they call themselves the Habs. That's the nickname
right,
for them.
The Hab Forum.
No, it's not the Hab Forum.
Is it the Forum? Hab Forum,
no,
they call
not.
It. They
no,
changed
no.
it, yeah. In any event, game 5 tonight, and you look forward to game 5 with trepidation, excitement, or blank. What adjective does Boomer Esiason use to describe his emotion getting ready for game 5 tonight?
I am stoked.
Stoked.
You know why? Because maybe Alain Vigneault found the right mix of players. And the one thing I was reading this morning about Brendan Smith, I told you about him yesterday. He was the defenseman we traded for when he came over from Detroit, and he was... They're hacking at his wrist, at his ankles, twisting him, giving him the elbow to the face.
Right. They're all over him physically.
And he's smart because he's physical. He played over 22 minutes the other day. He's fit in really nicely, as Larry Brooks wrote. I think it was Larry Brooks wrote it. But he's like, I'm not retaliating. I'm not going after somebody.
Because I'll get a penalty.
Because I'll get a penalty, and that's the last thing we need right now. Well, yeah, he's a smart guy, and he's fit in perfectly. He's been nice. He's been physical back there.
Stoked is your word, though?
I am stoked, man, because... I think maybe tonight, as I told you yesterday, as we were going off the air, you're saying, oh, you know, what do you expect from Chris Kreider? Here's the deal. If you're not going to score goals, which I think he will eventually here in this series, then start making yourself a part of the team in other ways. In other words, get to the front of that net. Start running some people over. Don't take penalties. Be aggressive. Be smart. But use that big body and that great skating ability to put a lot of pressure on the other team. Don't sit on the outside, man. Get in the middle and start really, you know, taking hold of the series.
All right. Well, that'll be tonight. And, of course, the news came out yesterday that Boomer's got a new sidekick on the NFL Today as CBS decides to work it out with Phil Sims. And Phil Sims joins the cast of the NFL Today. But there's some issues with that as well.
Well, I mean, for me, it's good because now I'm going to look younger.
Well,
I'm going to look better because
he took some shots at you.
I'm sure he did. I'm not worried about it.
And the network took some shots at you.
What do you mean the network took some shots? The network's never taken shots at me.
The network is not thrilled with you. I'll get to it later if you want.
Why is that?
Should I get to it later? I'll get to it later.
All right, you can get to it later. But
hey, remind me later this morning. I got to remind Boomer to get the resume ready because there was a statement made yesterday that made me worry about Boomer. The network is not thrilled with Boomer. Thus the hiring of Phil Sims.
So remind you later.
Like 7:30 this morning, I'll acknowledge it. Because I want Jerry to be in the room when I do it. So that if Jerry wants to add on to why the network might not be thrilled with Boomer, Jerry can add on, you know, just some, you know, like additional reasons. That's all. Because he's been harboring those reasons here on the radio for a bit.
You know, here's the deal. I don't know what you're really talking about or what you're alluding to yet, but there could be a dog pile in here before you know it.
No, there's no physicality.
Oh, there's going to be physicality.
We're all mature men.
We got game 5 tonight. There could be some physicality.
No, you weren't fake nails.
You want to talk about men?
Yes.
Men's stuff?
Men's.
All right, men's stuff and all that other stuff. That's what's going to happen around here.
If the network is upset with Boomer, I sure got a lot of tweets yesterday of Boomer being photographed with various news people over at Channel 2.
Yeah.
Why were you over at Channel 2 yesterday?
Well, I was over there giving an interview to my main man, Otis.
Otis Livingston?
He loves me.
I love him, too. Here's Joe in the Bronx on the fan. Joe, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
How are you,
Bo? Joey, what's happening, my man?
Good morning, Boomer. I don't know if you guys spoke about this, but you guys should really congratulate yourself. Did you guys know when you won the rating book for the winter, 25 to 54-year-olds?
What did we do?
You guys won the ratings book, ages men 25 yes. to 54-year-olds, and had your best ratings ever, the winter book.
Well, that's not true.
Well, that's not true. But
I would tell
that's
you,
not true.
No, we're number. We did win. We're big winners. I would explain it to you this way, and I'm glad you called in. For 10 years now,
right?
Boomer and I, other than here and there in certain spots, based on where we were career wise, have rarely ever acknowledged or reported our radio ratings. Now, okay. I know it was in the newspaper in Newsday the other day, right?
It was in Newsday. It was also in a TV announcing blog.
I like that.
Love the blog.
Missed that one.
Love the blog.
Hey, Al, make sure you get that blog.
Hey,
for
Al,
me.
If you put that on a pod, one of your podcasts, yet, Al.
But yeah,
I've
it's
not
well, maybe you should. Oh, that's right. It's not about you, Al.
Right.
That's right.
We are clearly aware of the ratings and. We're very, very good at what we do.
No, here's the thing, Joe. I'm the one guy around here that I like the ratings and admire the ratings and love, you know, when we're number one and all that stuff. I always say never touch the money, never take anything for granted, and make sure that everybody out there that's listening today will be listening tomorrow. That's the way I look at it.
I thought you guys should take some points for this. It was your best ratings ever, and I just thought that. And then to Boom, about you guys, you mentioned about the Garden not being the same fans-wise.
Yeah, yep.
A couple of days after the Rangers lost Game 3, I think it was. And did you come to a clear conclusion on why you think it is that?
It's a good question, but here's the thing, Joe.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call, Joe. You know, I just think it's more corporate oriented than it ever has been before.
Well, less
I would say the Garden and probably Staples Center, to me, are probably the two places.
Well, think about the two towns you're talking about.
Where the bougiest, you know, fake transparent people show up, you know, for big moments.
Good portion of it. That's right.
Moments.
That's right.
Like they're not the
but
people.
It's been
that
way for a decade.
Well,
though.
They're not the people that are there in the seats every single game. You know,
no, because the corporation has it.
And where my seats are, you know, I'm kind of like I'm definitely in a corporate area because there's maybe a handful of people that sit around me that are the same people that are there every game.
Right.
And it also becomes so unaffordable for just a normal family.
Right.
I mean, just it's ridiculous. But I will say this. The Garden the other night was rocking.
It was
rocking because you know why? The Rangers scored first.
Right, that's the key
so
to everything.
When Jesper Fast scores first.
Especially when you're down 2-1.
Yeah, now all of a sudden the fans are engaged and are engaged from the first period, the first drop of the puck, all the way until the time runs out in the third period. So hopefully the Rangers will play well tonight. They always play well on the road. They'll tighten it up. They'll keep it simple. And hopefully they'll come home with a win.
Very interesting to me. Right out of the gate, people calling to say nice things to us. That's such a departure from the way things normally go. So I would just say, ratings-wise, clearly we're aware of it. And my only statement about that to you would be, some people talk about being number one, but aren't. Some people don't talk about it at all, and are. And I'd leave it at that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.